Changing minds one thought at a time. Greetings, 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 everyone. Welcome to the Motivate Social Podcast, where we're bringing you people who are changing the world via social media. This is going to be another amazing interview, but before we get into it, I have to introduce my co-host, because without her, you know, this wouldn't be no show, you know? So, Vanessa Canterbury, how art thou?
I am doing amazing. How are you doing?
I am great. I am great. So, you know, we might as well just bring this amazing author to the floor, right? Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, this is another one of our empowerpreneur authors, and she's just getting ready to shut it down. So without further ado, hello, Dr. Pamela Caldwell. How are you?
Hello, I am good. How are you doing this morning or this evening, your time?
Yes, our time. And we're going to talk about that. So we're great. And of course, we want to start off with the question of the hour. Why did you decide to be part of Empowerpreneur?
Why did I want to be a part of it? I would say because I'm all about the empowerment, the self-empowerment. I think too many times we wait for others to try to motivate us, or we get into a habit of not thinking that we can do something. So I felt this was a way to get my message out of, one, what I do in my company, and to let other people know they can do it too.
I love the fact that you made up your mind that I'm not going to wait for someone else to empower me to do what I need to do. And I totally agree. There's a lot of people who wait for permission for somebody to give them that extra push. When they truly hold the power from within, but they truly don't know how to tap into it. And you have learned how to tap into that. And so that alone, I commend you. My question to you is, when you wrote your chapter, what made you write that chapter regarding the empowering part of yourself? But also, how did you get there?
Okay, well, let me start with how I got there, because this has been in the making for a while now. And it all started when I decided that, you know, I had enough of this crazy wellness journey, that I needed to be serious. And it started when I saw a picture, and I basically had to have a come to Jesus meeting with myself. And I was like, okay, this is what I'm about. This is what I'm trying to promote. But when I look at myself, you know, it doesn't match up. And I know if I look at myself and it doesn't match up, then other people will too. And so I know I need to get them past of what I look like to hear my message. So I had to do something. So that's how it started for me. And then from there, it became a business. Why I wrote the chapter? Because for me, even in this wellness journey, I always felt like people were trying to make me have this wellness journey by what they said I should do. And it never worked. So then I felt like, well, what is wrong with me? And so I felt that I wanted to put something out there. Well, people will understand, yes, there's a framework that you can follow to move through these navigations. However, the thing you have to realize is you have to make it your own, because you're not going to be able to sustain somebody else's story. And that's the point that I wrote the chapter from.
Ooh, you know, you made a point about they weren't going to listen to me the way that you were. And that hit home to me because I actually had that conversation with my parental unit, aka mother, and she said that you have a lot to say, but people are visual and they're not going to hear you until they see you. And they're not going to see you if you're not representing what they think that message is supposed to come from. And that's a powerful revelation to a lot of people that are thought leaders, because usually thought leaders don't really care about their appearance as much. We just care about helping others and doing things, so we're usually in the background. But when we have to make that revelation that we have to be more visually appeasing or appealing, then, you know, that's a real shock to the system. So how did you feel when you had to make that revelation to yourself, you know, and where did you, what aspect did you come from that, like, I'm just doing this because I need my audience to hear me, or was it, I'm doing this for myself as well? Tell us about that.
Was a mixture of both, and I was one of those people. I was like, I can look however I look, I'm healthy, it doesn't matter. But then in my chapter, that's why I started with the picture, because that's when it all started, when I saw the picture with me and my students at graduation. And that was the first time that I said, you know what, I don't like the way I look. If I saw this person, I wouldn't listen to her. And I was like, you know what, if you're saying this about yourself, what is other people saying? So you have to do something, because if you want to empower people, you have to get them to listen to your message. And for them to listen, first they see you and they have to believe. And then I also had to ask myself, if I continue this road that I'm going down, how long will I be here to get this message out? And so from that, I had to make a change. It has been difficult. I am still on the journey, but I am continuing to do it day in and day out, because I know if I get my health and my wellness down and improving and continue to improve, then I will be here longer to get my message out. And that's what it's all about.
Well, I commend you yet once again for accepting what you need to improve upon to be able to go to the next level in your business. And that is a tough one there for many people, because a lot of people don't want to address those issues. A lot of people struggle in that area. I am one of them. On the other hand, I could care less about what other people think, because they just don't understand the backing. And but again, to each his own, right? But what's that one thing that you would have told that little girl who, before they even got to this place, to be able to avoid that type of reality or pain, should I say?
I would have to tell that little girl that you have to be okay with your body, and you have to understand that not everyone is going to be a size 2, and that is okay, because this is your body and this is the DNA and the genes that you were born with. But even though you may be a size 10, you can still be healthy. It's just the shape of your body. So understanding that will help you understand that, yes, if you are a size 10, that's a good size. Just keep going. And so that's what I would tell the little girl, that not everyone is going to have the same shape, okay? And healthy and wellness comes in all different shapes. So understand your shape and your health and your wellness.
Ooh, I think you spoke to more than just that little girl. You spoke to a lot of big girls too, just a few minutes ago, you know? a lot of people are stuck in this stereotype that society gives them. If you are double digit weight, then you know you're overweight or this. And there are statistics that say that you can be a size 20 and be healthy. You know, it's all about, like you said, your body size. There are statistics to prove this. But, you know, the visual, you know. So one good thing that you bring to the table is that you're going through the journey. You understand. You're not body shaming. And so now I assume that this is what you deal with in your business. So tell somebody out there who's listening that's like, ooh, that should be my wellness coach. Tell me more about what I'm going to get when I work with you.
Okay, for the first thing, we'll talk about that. When we talk about the wellness journey, we're not just talking about losing weight, getting to a certain size. That's not what we're about. We're looking at it more of a holistic. So we're not just going to talk about the food that's on your plate. We are going to talk about things that are off your plate, like your relationships, like the energy that not only you give out, but you take in. We're going to talk about, are you happy? What does your finances look like? We're talking about everything that is off your plate, because what's off your plate and what's on your plate is connected. So you can't just look at one and not the other and think you're going to maintain this wellness journey. So that's one thing. Another thing is, we're going to go through the process of how are you preparing yourself for this journey? And then from the preparing, how are you being? How are you living? So if you're taking this wellness journey, it's not just to get to a certain size or a certain weight. It is a lifestyle that you are trying to transition to. So how do you live this new lifestyle? And then after we talk about that, then we're going to talk about, once you're living it, how do you sustain it? Meaning that when life happens and things may come and go, how are you still going to maintain this lifestyle of this healthy transition in your wellness? And then also, not only for yourself, but how are you going to take this information and pass it on to the next person? And so working with me, that is what we will talk about. And the framework that I use is my greatest me version, wellness journey, becoming, being, sustaining.
See right there, that's what a lot of people don't want to talk about. You took the, not just what's on your plate, but off your plate. And that part is, you know, that's the deep part right there, because it starts not at the table. This is like this new norm. This is what we are get so accustomed to. And you are training their minds to be able to think different, do different, to get better results. Love it. Absolutely love it. Now, what's one of the takeaways that you want people to take away from your chapter besides what you just said? Don't give it all away, but just what's one of those takeaways?
You know, I want them to take away, not just focus on that wellness journey, but focus on this framework, and it's a way to navigate any transition. But not only that, but I want you to take away what I named my chapter. You know, I know what the world is missing, my greatest me. And that's what I want everyone to know, that you're not trying to be like someone else, because the world already has that person. What the world doesn't have is your greatest you. So, like the name of my chapter, I know what the world is missing, my greatest me.
Oh, I love that. So why don't you tell the world how to find what they've been missing on social media and the websites and stuff?
Okay, so I'm on Facebook. You can find me at Dr. Pamela K. Caldwell on Facebook, and then from there, I can link you to my other pages. On LinkedIn, you can also find me at Dr. Pamela K. Caldwell. And then my website is www.thecamgroup.org. And then I'm also on Instagram under cam_group.
What's next for Pamela? Well, what's the next thing that you are working on that they need to be looking out for?
Well, the next thing is this chapter was a prelude to my book. So the book is going to dive more into the framework that I use, the My Greatest Me, Becoming, Being, and Sustaining. And then I also share more about myself and more of how I use this framework in different aspects of my life. So I will also talk about my wellness journey. I will talk about being an expat and also how I have incorporated essential oils and natural products into my life. So I have that book coming out. And then I also have a series of books coming out that I am dedicating to my dad that passed away in 2016. And so I am writing this, but I'm getting some information from my siblings regarding quotes that my dad said, and he would tell us, and then I will expand on that. So the first one in that series will be Everything About Life I Learned From My Dad.
Oh, that's so sweet. I could just imagine all the work that you have put into this to create a legacy for him. That is amazing. And so, can you tell us why you are led to write these books and share your gifts with the world? You know, who is it that you are speaking to when you do these things?
I am speaking to those individuals that doesn't fit that image or that ideal image that people think we should be, we should look like, we should be. Because I was always that child that, you know, I didn't fit because my parents told me, you know, it was my decision of who I wanted to be. And so, and I lived that. So I'm talking to those people that they have tried different things, but they don't quite fit and they're not sure why, you know? So I'm here to tell you, you don't have to fit. You can define what fit means to you and you can live that and it's okay.
That alone, you are speaking to a lot of people, because oftentimes people feel they have to follow everybody else, that they shouldn't use their own thoughts, their own mind to be able to make a decision. And just hearing your story and hearing the upcoming projects that you have coming out is amazing, because so many people need this information and to need to know that journey that is possible. And to push past, you know, whatever you are going through. But at the end of the day, you have to be willing to do the work to get the results that you are seeking. Not the results from somebody else, but the results that you are seeking. That inner result, right? Mm-hmm. Because oftentimes people think that it's always on the outside. And it's really not on the outside. It's the inside. And it transformed to the outside. I am loving this journey. I'm loving your story. I can't wait to read your chapter. I'm just excited for what's to come. From you, because I know the little of the history, but they're not ready. They are not ready. You're going to shock the world, and I'm excited. I'm trying to contain myself, but I'm excited because, you know, the transformation from the first person I met with the Pamela that I met to, oh my goodness, yeah. I'm proud of you. I am so proud of you. People just don't understand, but I'm proud. I am so proud of you. And I know your parents and your family, Oh my goodness. I know they're proud of you too. So keep doing what you're doing and don't stop. Just keep doing it. Because somebody needs what you have to offer. And I love essential oil. So I'm loving it. I'm just can't wait. Let me stop. But so Pamela, I want you to be able to share a last thought with the audience of more about your journey. Not too much, but just give them something because you have so many things that's in the works that's coming out. But just give them something to so they can know. Stay tuned.
Let me think. I think I want to let my audience know that anything is possible. Yes, you are getting to know me as Dr. Pamela K. Caldwell, but I wasn't always Dr. Caldwell. You know, I was just Pamela, that shy little girl that could barely stand in front of a group of 20 people and recite a poem. And now I am Dr. Caldwell that stands in front of 150, 160 students and lecture, and without a blink of an eye. So that's where I have, you know, that was my story. I was the shy little girl. You know, I stuck to my mom. I couldn't speak in front of my class of 20. Now I am Dr. Caldwell. I live in China. I teach classes in front of students, and I could have 160 students in my class that I lecture to. So anything is possible. Put in the work and anything is possible.
Well, thank you, Pamela, for being here with us today and for sharing your story with us. I truly enjoyed our conversation today and learned a lot about wellness and transformation. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
And yes, and I look forward to everything that's coming up for you as well as the CAM group. I know, is there anything that we should be looking forward to from the CAM group?
And just the release of my first book, and then just catching me on Facebook Live with the transition puzzle to learn more about my framework, learn more about wellness and how to incorporate essential oils and natural products into your lifestyle.
Wonderful. Well, we want you to definitely reach out to Pamela, learn about these essential oils, learn about her wellness, her approach to wellness, because, you know, like she said, not everybody fits the cookie cutter mold. She's bringing you something different, something bold, something fresh, something new. So reach out to her. And then when you read her chapter in the Empowerpreneurs book that's coming out soon, tell her about how that chapter touched you. Let her know and build that connection, because you never know what's going to come from just reaching out. Mm-hmm. And with all of this, we want to reach out to you, Motivate Social. Please reach out to us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn. We are Change Your Minds Online everywhere except for Twitter, which is Change Mind Online without the E. And we look forward to making great connections with you and bringing you people who are changing the world via social media. So with that being said, good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.